Since we're on the road fund and all that, I'd like to entertain a motion that there be some labor involved with the chip and seal and the same, and we can set out and come up with a dollar figure to do that. There be some labor involved along with the oil and rock on chip and seal roads.
Okay, can I get with that now? How you want that to work?
That there would be a figure of labor and equipment figured in the formula that's used to figure chip and seal mileage. Right now, all that's being charged is the oil and the rock, and there's no labor, no equipment being charged to chip and seal.
Michael, you still have those figures?
You know, I'll say a dollar amount.
You know the dollar amount on the equipment.
No, we'll have to sit down as a group.
You have to establish that.
And establish that figure.
You know the labor.
Well, the labor would be pretty, yeah, I mean, it's by men, however many men's out there, but there will be some.
Take their dollar rate and I guess benefits, I don't know.
Well, just, and it doesn't have to equal exactly, but there will be some monies figured in with the chip and seal rate, the same as it is with the paved rate.
If that gets a second, I'd like to answer it.
I'd like to second for discussion.
Okay. There's a motion, second, discussion.
People that have the most roads are the districts. The fourth and the fifth are really going to be hurt by that. Now, you may choose not to chip, but I got a 55-mile chip road, 50-mile gravel road. I can't use my money for 2 miles blacktop in a district that has 165-mile road.
You
want to charge labor when they come to my district and do the chipping. It's ridiculous. You want to charge labor every time a backhoe or a truck or a grader goes to every district. Every time it crosses district lines, you would have to change, keep up with labor on everything.
No, that's not the point, because this money is the only money that's divided up equitable amongst all districts by the road mileage you have. If you choose not to ever put any blacktop in your district, you'll never have blacktop. You'll always have chip and seal and gravel.
And
it's a long, process to get your gravel and your blacktop roads, but you are also getting a more dollar figure for your extra miles that you're having.
If you have as many miles as I had,
do you not get
you have the opportunity to take chip and with a labor wage, and the third's done that for years. You have the opportunity, but you have less roads. So I have
several chip and seal roads. Yet back to what you just said was that we choose whether we want to or not. That's true, but
we have to.
This past fiscal year, I chose not to chip and seal anything, but to use my money on blacktop. I don't know exactly what they did and what you guys did, but I do know this: we ran out of funds before our part time got done. And we never used them.
We never got any extra labor, extra work for all the extra seasonal labor that we hired.
You're not going to get any extra money in your districts. It's just going to cost the chip people more. What little money they got, we got less now than we need.
But you're getting more of a percentage. You're getting the same amount per mile that all of us are getting. How you choose to spend it is your choice.
I see what they're saying, Kenny.
I know what they're saying.
That since the pressure's up there by me, then it takes a lot more gas to run over Michael's, then I should be able to get savings on gas because the truck's got to go so much further. Fortunately, I've got any pressure up there by me. That's how acidine this sounds.
If you're going to talk about labor, you got to talk about labor on everything the county road department does, not just chip and seal.
Why do we hire the seasonal help?
Well, they're mowing right now, Brent.
We have a motion to say...
Because of the chip and seal.
We have a motion and a second, and this has gone beyond discussion, so I'm going to call for a vote on it.
Thomas?
Yeah.
Town?
No.
Autry?
No.
Johnston?
No.
McKinney?
Yes.
Bullock?
No.
Okay. What I will do on this motion fails, but... I want this subject matter taken up by the Road Prioritization Committee, which is headed by Michael, and look at it and try to come back with some specific dollar amount.
Let me ask you something. Road Prioritization Committee, What are your feelings on it? Because we had discussed this once before, and you felt the same that Michael and I did.
I do. It's just, I need a specific. I do think that y'all are not fourth and fifth that did do the chipping. They do get more money for their buck.
And I somewhat kind of agree, but we don't have, we need to kind of sit together.
And that's what the motion was.
We made the motion that we would discuss the dollar amount that would be added to the.
But I thought we need something more specific for
Needs assessment committee get together.
Michael has some figures. He has some figures, but they weren't.
Well, I understand, but Kenny's going to be against it, and Michael's going to be for it. And what you had spoke before that you were for it.
I'm not involved.
Jason's for it, but everyone voted no.
Do I have the figures?
No, I suppose it needs some assessment.
It's on road prioritization.
Road prioritization.
You're on it.
I somewhat agree with what they're saying. I don't fully know the extent, so that's why I voted no.
His motion was for discussion, though. Yeah. Everybody voted no. But
I believe that you and Kenny and Joe can talk about this and come back with the formula there that you can.
That's what we need.
A formula that we can talk about specifically instead of generically.
Time out. Would you read the motion?
I'll try to.
It didn't say specific amounts or anything. It just said.
Well, to get some figure, a dollar amount for labor and equipment, a formula to figure in with chip and seal rate.
That's basically what I said.
Well, can the committee get together and work on that? Basically, what you're saying is we're going to do that if we get this dollar figure.
If we get the dollar figure.
Bring us a proposal and see what it looks like, basically.
But that was the motion, and the motion failed.
Okay, I'll bring the motion up again. The same motion.
Are you going to change your vote, Jason?
I'll bring the same motion.
I want it looked into, is all I can say. I want it looked into.
That's the motion.
Well, I mean, add on there that you want
to. I don't want it to be set in stone just yet. I just want you to look into it. Yeah, can you? You have to have a motion? Can you,
no,
the committee,
no,
look
I
into
can
it?
I can sign it straight to a committee. And if y'all chose choose, we can.
We don't need a motion because motion's making it. It makes it final.
We need a second.
Motions don't mean anything.
There's no second.
Well, no, we made the motion. Motions don't mean anything.
Motions are broken every day.
Okay. All right. Okay. No.